And joining us now to discuss the politics of tort reform is NPR health policy correspondent Julie Rovner. And Julie, we just heard Don mention that this has been one of the main points in President Bush as he campaigned for re-election. Why is lawsuit reform such a high priority for the president?
It's great Republican politics on a variety of issues. First of all, it is a top priority and has been for many years for business groups, for doctors who are obviously paying these high malpractice premiums, and for the rest of the healthcare industry. They are all important Republican allies. It also demonizes trial lawyers, who, of course, are among Democrats' biggest contributors. So it's kind of a twofer, help your friend and irritate your enemies. Now, it also gives the president a healthcare issue to tout on a health agenda that's frankly pretty thin. Health is a big issue for Democrats. It was a big issue in the presidential campaign. It's not been so big for Republicans. In fact, the malpractice issue was really the centerpiece of the president's health agenda during the campaign, as Don mentioned. Although I think when the president says he's now got a mandate for legal reform, that's kind of a question. Most of the polls have shown that voters who really cared about health care voted for the other guy.
Let's break this down just a little bit and talk about the medical malpractice component of this. What would his ideas, how would they work?
Well, the malpractice bill has several parts. It would limit attorney fees. It would change the way payouts are done. But the centerpiece of it, the big important piece, would cap non-economic damages at $250,000. Now, those are the damages for pain and suffering. Economic damages, medical costs would remain uncapped. This is based on a California law that was passed in the 1970s that California doctors say has held down malpractice premiums. There are consumer advocates who say, no, actually, the caps haven't held down the premiums. What held down the premiums were insurance reforms that they passed later. So that's sort of the basis of that.
And when we say non-economic damages, that's different from punitive damages?
Yes, that's different from punitive damages. Punitive damages are relatively rare in medical malpractice cases. They're for egregious bad behavior. Pain and suffering damages are much more common. Those are basically thought of as making people whole for the pain and suffering that they have that was caused by this malpractice.
You also hear that this bill would protect or immunize not just doctors, but also drug companies, HMOs.
That's right. And that's sort of a little-known provision of the bill. I think it came out last year as the Congress started looking at the issue with Vioxx and Merck, which pulled Vioxx when it became clear that there were questions about its safety. And perhaps if this bill were to pass, people wouldn't be able to sue Merck, even if it comes out that Merck actually knew of Vioxx's dangers.
We just heard Don Gagne say that the president faces a difficult fight on Capitol Hill. How difficult will that be?
Well, it won't be very difficult in the House. The House has actually passed this very malpractice bill 8 separate times since 1995, well before President Bush became president. They passed it twice in the last Congress. The Senate, however, remains another story. You need 60 votes there to overcome a filibuster. The Senate voted on this a number of times in the last Congress, and its high watermark was 49 votes, so not even a majority.
They do have more Republicans in the Senate now.
That will help, but it won't help enough. First of all, there are some prominent Republicans, for instance, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who are against the bill, so they don't even have all the Republicans. It appears the math from the changes in the election would give them 3 more votes. That would bring them up to 52. That's a long way from 60.
Now, opponents, and they're not just trialers, what do they say are the problems with the medical malpractice bill?
Well, the big issue with the cap is that, of course, it hurts victims. It basically caps damages for people who have proven their case. They also say it discriminates against women and children, particularly those who have, in wrongful deaths, those who have died. They don't have a lot of economic damages. So those families would have difficulty actually finding a lawyer to take their case. And also they say it really won't save very much money. President Bush talks about $40, $50, $60 billion, but we spend $1.4 trillion every year on health care.
Now, medical malpractice is part of this, but it's not the only part of the president's tort reform agenda. What are the others?
No, there's 2 other pieces, and I should say the prospect for those seem considerably better. One would create a trust fund for asbestos claims. It would make it faster for victims of asbestos to get paid. The other would require more class action lawsuits to be filed in federal court rather than state court, where the payouts are a little bit lower. They both have bipartisan support, although they have both kind of they've had trouble with the details. But certainly, I think the president's going to be talking about it this week. Senate Majority Leader Frist says he plans to bring the class action bill to the floor early next month.
Julie, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Julie Rovner.